On this 58th day of the Gulf oil spill, reaction begins to come into the president's Oval Office address last night. President will meet with the head of BP today. He'll ask the oil company to pay into an independently monitored relief fund. Joining us now is Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson, who joins us live this morning from New Orleans, Louisiana. Good morning, Warren. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Mike.
You had a chance to sample reaction from Louisiana residents to the president's speech last night. And what kind of response were you getting?
Well, it's a positive reaction, but it's sort of lukewarm. It's a kind of, well, yeah, where have you been all this time? And we're glad to hear that you're going to make BP pay, but we're skeptical that BP or any company under this kind of economic pressure has the money to pay completely for our way of life here.
He is taking a lot of heat for advocating getting off the addiction to fossil fuels, and he's being accused of trying to push his energy and climate change legislation. Was he really doing that?
Well, I'm not sure if he was really doing that, but certainly the sense you got in the restaurant in Pass Christian, Mississippi, where I watched this was, well, that's the stuff we've heard before, that, you know, tell us something different, something new that you're going to be able to do, that the government's going to be able to do that we hadn't heard before. And the details on that were short, although there is a sense that there's just the very beginning of putting the federal government behind an effort to restore the wetlands of southern Louisiana, which, of course, will take a very long time and a very great deal of money.
This has been like torture for them, day after day after day, with no let-up and, in many cases now, a worsening or a recognition that the flow of oil is worse than first estimated. Do the residents believe what the president says, or are they saying it's just words? We want to see action.
You're getting a lot of that. You're getting a lot of these are nice words. We're glad you're on our side, but we have to see action. And there is a sort of numbness that has set in here about, you know, how much worse can this get? And since nobody's really dealt with the spill a mile under the ocean like this, exactly how is this going to be done?
The president did urge states to governors to activate the National Guard, get more of them involved, but the folks down there seem to want more of an effort to deal with the oil away from the shore instead of when it comes onto the shore.
Yeah, that's very much the idea is once the oil gets into the estuaries, then the battle is lost. It's really, you know, fighting it out on the high seas. More than a million feet of booms have been put into the water to try to soak the oil up. There's a debate about whether that's even particularly effective, but that's one of the main strategies. And yeah, it's just trying to separate oil from water. It is a very difficult in some ways untested strategy.
You know, for some of the victims of the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska, it took more than 20 years for them to get compensation. Are there significant fears there that their way of life is changed forever? And the help that they will need to be able to build new lives might not come in time for them to really be able to enjoy their lives?
There's a tremendous amount of fear. There are people here, you know, who are in the third and even fourth generation of their business, particularly in the seafood business, who are getting nothing right now. And they say it's all well and good to say that BP is going to make you whole, but they really wonder whether BP or any company under this kind of pressure is big enough to make you whole for this kind of future.
What a terrible situation. Warren, thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson joining us this morning from New Orleans.
6:25 this Wednesday. We'll get the latest money news now. We're joined by Barton Eckert. He's over at the Washington Business Journal.